Hey, this is Rob Ansbach, and welcome back to another edition of eHeroes for those keeping count. This is episode 367, and I brought my digital twin. Okay, yes, we look alike,
Yes,
don't we?
yes, yes, we do.
He's in
We do.
San Antonio, I'm in Pennsylvania,
Yes.
and we're going to talk about digital trenches, the stories from the digital trenches. So I brought my good friend Yosef Chattery, and we're going to have
Thank
some
you, thank you.
fun.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, we look alike too. So I just have to just change my accent to what to do, not to do. So let's go.
You just got a little bit more sun than I do. That's it.
It's too hot here, man. So that's what happened.
But I've known you for a long time. I've been watching you on social, and I thought, I got to get you guys, on here. And we talk the same language. We help our clients with SEO, with GEO, with all kinds of stuff. And we have a lot of stories, but we don't have a lot of time to tell them. So,
That's gonna be for part two.
yeah, part two, three, four.
Yeah.
One day it'll be part 23.
Exactly.
But here's the thing is that, a lot of us, a lot of entrepreneurs, we have brilliant clients. And then we have clients from hell. And you've
Yes.
probably read about some of them in my Rob Versus books.
Yes.
I don't share names. Not guilty, but I
Yeah.
do share the story. I do share the experience because I want to teach entrepreneurs, what to look for, how to overcome it if they can. But lately it's AI everything. Everybody and their mom has jumped on the AI bandwagon, and they think that it's a godsend, and maybe it could
Miracle.
be. If you're dealing with recipes all day long, but it makes mistakes.
Yes.
And we were just talking off air about, when clients come to me and their websites are broken, I run it through ChatGPT. I want to see where it's broken, why it's broken, and usually it will tell me the exact plugin that's messing up. And is that
Fascinating.
plugin custom coded, or can I just replace it with another equal plugin? And if I can AI create a new plugin for me? And sometimes it can. But here's the gist of the whole thing is because we know coding, we know if AI is spitting out the wrong stuff, because sometimes it will.
Correct. I'm glad that you mentioned that because even when I recommend, some of my clients to kind of dabble a little bit with the AI and play with it, they do have to have the knowledge in that area. Like if you're not a good accountant, if you're not a programmer or developer, if you're not a good, copywriter, then I would not advise you to do that. In fact, I don't know if you've ever seen some email responses from the some of these clients that they use AI, but at the end of the email it says, "Would you like to change a different mood?" I've seen so many of them like, "Hey, dude, what are you doing? You're so lazy. Copy and paste. I mean, come on." But having that knowledge, the AI can actually help you, like you mentioned. Especially, I love your tip, and I did pass it to my team. And instead of like, analyzing each problem with the plugin, just screenshot or dump the whole thing on the ChatGPT and let it analyze it for you. Right? This is fascinating. Right? In fact, even in running Google ads and Bing advertising, even in Facebook advertising, when we download the report. Right now, what I do, because my team are like, kind of geek and nerdy. The way they write things, you have to have another translator to translate that and make it much simpler. So what I do, I upload this report on ChatGPT and I tell the ChatGPT, explain it in a simple, easy way to understand as if I'm a 10-year-old kid. And it will do that. It will analyze it and I will tell it, just give me the most important information, like, the expenses for the item of the month, what's the impression, what's the click, what's the conversion, all the detail and explaining what we're going to do next. And now when I send it to my client, wow, it's beautiful. Now they have a clear understanding of what's happening. Previously, before let's say the generative AI, from setting preparing the report, going through it, then going with my team back and forth, that alone can take a week, right? Then having the account manager take that and write the email, then send it to the potential the client, that can take a second week. Now my team probably will spend 2 3 hours on downloading and sending a report. I will spend within an hour or less to have something properly explained and amazingly analyzed. Because I tell the ChatGPT, for example, you are a Google Ad expert. Read the report and let me know what did I miss, or what suggestion do you have? And sometimes that's why you need the expert. So when I send it back to the Google Ad team, who are the expert, they do tell me sometimes it makes sort of mistake in this area and that area. So that's why the human oversight is very important. But when
You
it
know,
comes to life,
and that's why, you know, with this latest book that I wrote, AI
yeah.
Advantages, I gave it away for free.
That was an amazing book. I wish people
Because,
actually download
you
that.
know, everybody, there's so much confusion right now. Yes, I could have charged for the book. Yes, I've charged for other books, but I have so many books. I mean, I don't need to charge for all of them. So I gave this one away, explaining to people exactly what they need to do to rank better, not only on SEO, but on AI. And I think that's the problem right now is everybody, you know, as soon as AI came out, oh, I'm an AI expert. I'm this, I'm that. I want to sell
Consulting.
you a course. And I'm like, dude. And I've gotten so much flack. I wrote a book about LinkedIn without the cringe, and then somebody yelled at me because she says, I make my livelihood on LinkedIn, and you're giving all my secrets away. Your secrets. Whatever. It's a free book.
That's no secret. And anybody says there's a secret, I mean, come on, have you heard of the internet?
It's
That's
like
no secret.
everybody is trying to sell me something. I'm just giving it away. And they're like, how do you make money on free stuff? I said, look, you know, back in the 1990s, I had a carpet cleaning business. I made more money giving away free rooms of carpet cleaning than I did trying to sell people on a discount price.
Wow.
And, you know, people would say, well, Rob, you're competing with all these carpet cleaners doing, you know, two rooms for this or two rooms. And now you're just giving stuff away. I said, I'm giving stuff away only to people I know that will benefit from it.
Exactly.
I don't give it away to apartment dwellers, and, you know, I give it away to homeowners who
Target.
are going to appreciate free, and
Target.
then I'll get more work out of it. And so, you know, when I started giving away some free books, I did it so that, you know, that the people that would benefit the most, you know, would get something out of it. They would learn how to make money,
Yeah. You
and
know,
maybe they'd hire me to do something else.
Rob, but it's not just that though. I got your book, and I promise you, I'm going to buy some of other stuff
Well,
because
you know, and the thing is, you got my book, but you did something that most people don't do. You recommended to everybody else. And
Yes.
I had a whole bunch of people ask for that book because of you, and I appreciate that.
You're welcome, because I do workshop also for free or at no cost here in San Antonio, and I give it away. I know this guy, his stuff is legit. I read it myself. And I recommend that you guys should really take it. And guess what? When people, customers that appreciate the value that you and I provide, eventually they're gonna buy it because they see the value in it. But if the customer is always stingy, doesn't want to pay a dime, that's not your customer, right? And people don't understand that not
No,
everything
here's
has
a
to be.
here's a here's also the flip side, and I try to explain this to people, is that the cheaper the client, the more hassles involved.
Exactly.
You don't want cheap clients. What you do, you want clients who value who you are. So yes, I'm
Exactly.
giving something away for free. That doesn't make it cheap. That just makes the intrinsic value of what they have beneficial, so that, you know, when it's time for them to spend money, they will.
Exactly. Exactly. And we do the same thing when we, because in this industry, fortunately and unfortunately, in my experience over the so I started this in 2006. I would say for almost a decade. In my experience, I would say majority of the so-called marketers are actually shady. Okay, this is my experience. A lot of them, and it's so hard to find somebody who is ethical. It's so hard to find somebody who is honest. I'm being serious. So that's when I find different authors or different marketers that they're legit. I heavily promote them, right? But I myself have to okay. Buy it and test it, do it myself. And when I do my regular workshop here in San Antonio, some people ask me, how come your workshop, there's no cost, but if I want to call you anytime, you're going to charge me? Yeah, because this is my time. I'm giving you my time because I want to give you my time. After that, there is no my time. You know what I mean? Then we're going to talk about business. But if you're struggling, because we all struggle when we started the business, then come to the workshop. There is no cost. Come and network with other small businesses, and let's just learn. Like sincerely help and learn. You know, not just saying that, oh, I want to help, but behind my mind, I
Well,
want to make time with you.
and if you're struggling, I have a whole bunch of books on my website that are free to download. Download them. Take advantage of it. Hopefully they make you money and you come back and buy some actual books.
Yes, it happens. It will happen from a good, sincere, again, people that value. That's why here's another thing that a lot of so-called marketers don't focus, because everyone talks about the latest and the greatest hacks and tips and whatever nonsense. How come none of you talk about the ideal customer? Where do they hang out? What do they want? What do they like? When do they change? Talk about those. It's like they talk about all these so-called tricks when you don't even have the business built yet, or you don't even know who is your ideal client. I don't know if you had that experience, but I see this a lot. Like, nobody talks about the ideal customer. You know, how to understand them, what's the psychology? Like, how do they behave? Where are they at? You know, I have some clients, I swear, man, I have this one bariatric surgeon since 2014, never active on social media. Okay. But guess what? He's been running Facebook ad since 2014 and he's still getting patients. I have another client just this morning. Her and her daughter, they sell like, you know, organic dog treats and cakes and whatnot. Her social media completely like no activity. But she ranks number one. If you just go to Google right now and type dog cake near me, she's the number one on the Google business page. She's number one on the website. Why? Because her brand is established. Her brand is built already. People know her. People talk, right? So that's why knowing the customer and the reality of what's happening is so important. And everything in digital marketing, it doesn't have to be, oh, you need every single plan and strategy. It all depends on what is needed for the customer, you
Oh,
know?
and here's my thinking as well, is that people see me everywhere. They see my books, they see my content, they see my videos, and they'll say, "Well, Rob, you're all over the place." I said, "Yeah, sometimes I am. Sometimes it looks like that. Sometimes it looks like I'm just, this zany guy that just does talks about everything." But here's the thing, is that my clients that are out there, they think differently. One might be attracted to a video that has nothing to do with business. It's just my thoughts on life. And they'll think, "Wow, Rob, you don't talk business all the time. The video that I gained this one client, he's spending a lot of money, and it was just because the video didn't talk about business. It talked about something totally different. It was actually, my take on using debit cards versus credit cards." And he thought, "Wow, that was just brilliant. You took something that just made sense to me." And so my advice to everybody is, yes, go out there and blog. Not just one blog a month, but hyper blog at least twice a week. And people are like, "I don't have time for that shit." And I'm like, "Look, we got these things. Make videos." And their excuse, "I don't have time for that." "Oh, but you don't have time to go to a bar at night. You have time to go watch a 3-hour football game. But you don't have time to promote your business."
Anyone that says I don't have time for that is actually, they're lying to themselves. You have 24 hours a day. You can make time. If you believe this specific task will bring some value, it's very important, you will make time for it. You know, that you will definitely make a time for it. So there's no such thing as you don't have time. And now with the AI, you can look, let's go back before Uber, before Airbnb, before Lyft. Yes, when you work at a regular job and if you lose it, it's very heartbreaking, very challenging, very frustrating, because now you have to struggle to find another job, and that's so difficult back in the day, right? But now with Uber, with Airbnb, with Lyft, and all these things, you can't tell me you cannot make money.
No.
Of course, you might not be able to make, you know, what you make in a regular job, but I know friends that I know actually one of my awesome friends that he actually used to work in a department, I think with the Toyota plant for like more than a decade, and he was making good money, okay? But he just got tired of the corporate environment. He just like completely like, you know, reached a limit that he couldn't continue anymore. And he started to do Uber, and he's making good money. You see? So there's no excuse anymore. If you have that ability, if you're gonna work hard and make it, you can make it. So when you say I don't have the time, that's nonsense. You basically actually don't care, and with the technology right now, with the generative AI, you can seek some help, to help you to write those content for you. I mean, you can write a rough draft, even in broken English, it will fix it for you. Even sometimes I don't even care when I tell, I'm so all over the place, and what to do, and it's oh, things understands me, right? And it will spit out however you train it. So now there's no excuse because the technology is still there,
Yeah, and all you have to do is prompt the AI and say, look, give me 10 articles that I could write this month based on X, X, and X. Bam, spits it out. And then you say, okay, now define this a little bit bigger. Now add this content in there. And now you got all your blogs for the whole month.
And not just that, guess what? I'm sorry to cut you out, but you have the blog for the whole month, maybe three or four blog, and now you can tell it, all right, make a social media content based on the blog for Facebook, LinkedIn, whatever, for each channel is a little bit differently, maybe in the short term, it will do it for you. So you have no excuse.
Right. And the thing is now that Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, even Instagram are being indexed on Google,
Yes.
all your posts now are showing up on Google, which now
Yes.
are getting indexed by Google's AI. So now
Yes.
when they go to search for you, the AI is going to summarize who you are, what you do, what the benefit of hiring you. And here's the thing is that, I wrote this book, Marketing the Magic. And it's all book about the behind the scenes marketing strategies from Disney World, right? Well, in the back of the book, I said I'm going to plan an event at Disney called Embrace the Magic.
Yeah.
I just started teasing it out there, right? And now when you go to type in entrepreneurial trips to Disney World, guess whose website page comes up first? Mine. Above Disney World's own Disney Institute.
Awesome.
Because I'm sharing my content out. They're not.
When I saw that, holy moly, is Rob going to Disney World? Man, I wish I'll go with him too.
You can join. Got a few spots left. But
That's
yeah,
awesome.
it's just here's the problem. When you say you don't have time, you're saying you don't have time to market. You don't have time to make more money. But the simple thing is, and if you don't have time to sit in front of the computer, I understand. I automate a lot of my posts. And so it goes out everywhere I want it to be. Google's doing all the work behind the scenes. Now, when people are searching, they're finding me.
That's crazy. That's crazy. You're so absolutely right. How you do build sites on WordPress, right? Also.
WordPress. Yeah. I mean, I prefer to use Divi. I just think it's easy. And when someone comes to me and they, I have a website in Elementor, I'm like, no, please.
Yeah, I don't want to use those guys. So I don't know if you're active because WordPress has those meetup community. And they have the WordCamp events. Recently, one of my business associates, she went to Portland, I think, for like a 4-day WordCamp US, which is the national one. And I love those organizations because the community is still very active. They're very helpful. Like right here, we do like a WordPress Wednesday on the last Wednesday of every month. So we have businesses, we have developers, we get together, we hang out, we solve problems, we troubleshoot issues. So that's amazing, it's still there. But because the AI, I don't know if you had a, if you ever had a chance to test a couple of tools out there, like ZipWP or 10web.io and Stellar Web, because these are all prompt-based. You basically put all the information in, especially with the ZipWP, and it will build a site for you using Astra theme, I believe. And of course, it has the option with the one of I think Bloxy and Elementor for some reason. So when it builds it, guess what? You can just do a backup, download it, and upload it to the server. And now I built a basic site for those small businesses that really, really can't afford. Okay, now I built this for you for super basic, in 2 minutes, in 5 minutes maximum. But guess what? It is not that super great. It is good, looks decent, but it's still you have to go and make some changes. You know? So when people start to talk about, oh, WordPress, you know, what's going to happen to our developers? Nothing going to happen to you. You're going to be fine. Okay?
No.
Because most
Oh, you
businesses.
know, and the thing, wasn't there a company, was it builder.io, that you know,
Let me.
their whole premise was AI built websites, and then it became a scam.
Oh,
And
really?
yeah, it was horrible.
Because I know my developers
There,
also
there's a
use
there's a
the.
site called, I think there's one called Builder All, which is different than Builder.io.
Okay.
But yeah, that one, I just saw a clip of it from YouTube, and it was going to be, you know, the promise was this is the next best thing. People don't have to code, they don't have to have plugins, they don't, and it was all AI.
That's a red
And they said it
flag.
was AI, but it was actually backroom people doing
Oh,
it.
I heard about it. I heard about it. Yeah, some developer. No, but this is why. Look, anytime when somebody says, "Oh, it's easy to make, the AI is gonna do it," red flag. Right now in my ChatGPT, I have this prompt that says, "Do a reality check and look for red flags." And it analyzes any post. It analyzes any landing page that tells me based on how, yeah, based on how I want to analyze it. Oh, this could be a scam because of, you know, scarcity, because of this, because of that, you know. So it makes it a little bit easier. But when they promote something like this, that's actually not correct. So I was telling my team, you know, don't worry about it because most businesses really don't care. But this, again, it's good for you because some of my team were like concerned. I said, Yusuf, I mean, if you're gonna tell us to use the tool and we finish the project in 5 hours, because some of my team they get paid on a project base, some of them on a monthly, and some of them like on a retainer, and some of them like on hourly, right? So for the hourly, they're like, how can we do this? I said, no problem. You bill me for 20 hours, but use the 5 hours and finish it. I don't care. Just bill me for 20 hours, you know, because you know they've been with me since, you know, a long time. We have that relationship, that trust. It's okay, bill me for 20 hours and you finish it in 2 hours. Why? Because so I can get more customers. So now you can finish more client project. And it's still been for 20 hours, not a problem. You know what I mean? But that's what I'm seeing right now with these tools. And I tested the 10web.io, the ZipWP, and the Stellar WP. They are decent, they're okay. And I think like me personally right now with a couple other business associates, we're trying to like maybe use this for a small business that really, really struggling and they're on a tight budget. Okay, we'll do something like this for you in a week, you know. But it's not going to be for other, you know, complicated, you know, big project.
Well,
Does that make sense?
you had mentioned scams, and usually when I see something on Facebook, I'll clip it and send it over to ChatGPT. And because I wrote a book called Rob versus the Scammers,
Okay.
ChatGPT always responds, "You know it's a scam, Rob. Why are you asking me?"
I'm gonna get that book and I'm gonna feed it to the ChatGPT. So I'm gonna
Oh
say, use Rob's, you
my
know,
God.
book to analyze this.
You
No,
know,
but those.
you know, that book came about because I was getting loads and loads of spam calls, and I would just keep them on the phone and just, you know, drive them crazy. And then I would
Yeah.
take that transcript of the conversation and make a book out of it,
Yeah.
which
That's
then
fascinating, though.
led to 8, 7 more books in the series. But yeah, it just, what I've discovered though is as AI advances, especially with ChatGPT, they're
Yeah.
putting guards in place. So when I go to ask something, they'll say, "That's against my parameters. That's I can't say that because I'm not designed." So there's already filters now in place. You
Yeah.
know, I go to some of the other ones like Perplexity, Claude,
Yeah.
Venice. They're slowly incorporating some of those safety features, but
Yeah.
not as much. And then some of the other ones will just, "Hey, here's the results." And I'm like, "Oh God, that's why they put the safety net on some of them." You know, it's kind of like, you know, the early days of you ever watch Star Trek, the hologram, the holodeck, you know, they put the safety features on so people wouldn't get hurt. And then people, you know, the characters would say, disengage the safety protocols. And then, they're getting shot at, and it's like, is that what AI is going to go to? But who knows?
You know,
Maybe we'll have that ability.
there's a lot of, there's a two sides to the conversation, the gloom, the hype, and but we don't know, because right now, even if you look at in terms of profit, none of them are actually making a lot of profit.
Right.
They're actually struggling. But based on what you talked about, the analysis part and how to use the AI, the other day I was doing a CRO on a website, CRO, conversion rate optimization on the website. So I use Cloud to give me a feedback on this particular site. And after the feedback, of course, I run a couple of other analysis using the SEMrush and other tools to feed it back to the cloud. Then I told it, based on the feedback, can you redesign the homepage based on the feedback? And it did, amazingly. And I got a copy that I took those code and I went to Figma. And guess what? Figma has an AI right now. And I feed it to Figma, and Figma made it. Wow. Again, instead of spending a month going with the designer team with this and all that, I did all that, in a day. And then I shared with my potential prospect, because I showed him he has an e-commerce website. Here were the issues, and if you want to redesign it, here's the sample. And the client said, "Can you just beam me like that?" I said, "No problem." So now I send it back to my team. "Hey guys, this is a WordPress. All we need just the front design. That's it. We don't need anything else, because the client is on a budget. But at least the whole process, that was fascinating." Then I went to ChatGPT to ask for something similar, and ChatGPT did give me a wireframe, a little bit different. The one with the cloud was colorful, but the one from ChatGPT was only like the white and black background. I'm like, wow, this is so amazing. Now I can send these to my team so they can, make their work a little bit more efficient. You know what I'm saying? So that's a fascinating part. But again, human oversight is very important. We don't exactly know what is really, because when ChatGPT comes with their own codecs, whatever, then Claude and all these guys, they're all competing. Gemini competing. All of them are competing back and forth. You
And
know?
that's the thing is everybody's like, Rob, how do you get stuff done? Don't you know you're bouncing back and forth from these AIs, and like, I know some of them. But here's the thing. When you've mastered one tool like ChatGPT, it knows you. It knows how to write like you. It knows what you think. It knows how to do things. Not always 100%.
Correct.
But if I got to train every single, large language model out there,
It
it's going to take, it's too time consuming. So
is.
I basically use
Mainly,
ChatGPT
yes. Same
and
thing here.
Perplexity. And if I don't get the right answers from them, then I might go to Manus or something else. And I know a lot of people, say, oh, Rob, I ChatGPT didn't work for me. I'm like, yeah, but you probably fed it basic prompts.
Yes. I got the customized option. I customized my, when you go to ChatGPT and customize it, that's what I did in the beginning. So,
It's like I can make my mind sound like me. I can plug in my friend, and or my clients. I can make them sound like them because I fed it in a lot of information. I trained it. It's like, but people don't want to. They don't want to train their models. They don't even want to spend any money on them. Oh, I just get the free version. Yeah, the free version doesn't even remember you.
I also noticed that, and this is good for us, because even though now it seems like, majority of people are getting into it, but a lot of them don't know how to use it. That's
Right.
number one. Number two, I never, I mean, I use a little bit, but I don't use it anymore, which is a Copilot from Microsoft. Boo.
Yeah. I don't use anything from Microsoft. Ugh.
That thing is so stupid. I can't even freaking log in. Then you have AI, Meta. I'm like, that thing gave me so much wrong information. It's not even funny. So, but ChatGPT, same thing here. I mainly use that. But from time to time, I do jump to Gemini and Claude, from time to time. Perplexity only if I want to have a content that is excessively research based, that more like academic, medical, then I definitely go to that route. There's another one called you.com. I'm not sure if you had a
No, I
chance
never
for
used that
that.
one.
Yeah, you check it. It's called you.com. Then you also have Venus. Venus claims that they don't, save your information. They're, secure, whatever. I mean, I can trust these people, man. When DuckDuckGo said that, hey, everything is secure, then later on says, no, it's not secure. How can you
Yeah.
trust this? The
My wife uses DuckDuckGo, and I'm like,
Yeah. Now it's like Brave. I think it's another one now. I'm like, oh, that's so insane. But this is the thing, man. I mean, the technology is, yes, moving fast. It's kind of scary because I remember the days when, PC days, like Intel 1, Intel 2, Pentium 1, Pentium. Those are the days where, like, I used to wait every year to wait for the latest CPU.
Oh
But
yeah,
now,
Pentium inside or
yes, and
Intel
the max,
inside,
and
and it's
but
like,
now it's like every week.
no. In fact, I was just listening to Weird Al's "It's All About the Pentiums," and I, you know, it nothing is up to date because he's still talking about, you know,
Yeah.
386s and, you know, and I'm like, but
That
it's
is that is.
still fun. It's still fun to listen to, and
Yeah.
then you get. You're looking at today's technology and you're like, you know, I don't care about the iPhone 17. My 12 still works.
Yeah,
So.
yeah, yeah. That's we are very practical, brother. That's the thing. We are very practical. We only look for practicality, not just, sharp and fancy, look. Those things, even with my iPhone, every time you update it, it becomes so slow and whatnot. I still use it, but when if it drops and it cracks, okay, time for change. That's the only time I change. And plus, because when you go with Verizon, hey, if you change it, oh, there's a deal, zero payment. Yeah, great. Okay, let me get that, no payment.
Yeah.
Go with that.
Yeah, I'm not interested in spending $1,200 on a phone that I used to get for free.
So this is awesome, man. I mean, from your experience over the years, what do you think? I don't like the concept of predict. Nobody can predict, but what do you think, which
Oh, I
direction
can
we're
predict
heading?
them all knowing.
Which, I mean, even with a search engine, I mean, a lot of things are changing for sure.
Well, you know, here's the thing is that when I was in France back in October of 2025, I was in the airport and a person had come up to me and I glanced down and they're doing a search on ChatGPT looking for the best donut, you know, at the Dunkin' Donut shop. And I'm thinking, well, that's weird. Why didn't you just do Google? And Europe seems to be embracing technology, at least AI, faster than the US. And so, you know, for that, I think Europeans, you know, they understand new stuff. They understand technology. And everywhere I went in France, everybody was using, you know, AI to search versus Google.
Interesting.
Over here, we still haven't embraced this. Oh, you just Google it. No, I don't want to Google it. I want to make sure my stuff's showing up on AI.
Yes. Because they still look for reviews. They want to
Yeah.
see the reviews on the business page.
So I don't
Right.
know, and Google was kind of last to embrace the whole AI with their thing, and they had to make a change because too many people were not searching on Google anymore.
Yeah,
And
because
being that I came from an SEO world, you came from an SEO world. You know, we're looking at this going, okay, I know that there's companies out there that don't give a shit about SEO and they just rebuild their site because they think they need a new site, but then they forget all the stuff that was on the old site. They
Yeah.
dump their blogs. They don't do 301 redirects so nobody can find them. And so when that site doesn't work, what do? Build another one. Why don't you just update the site with new content, with blogs that people can find? But no, so
Those are the clients from hell.
yeah, and the thing is that yeah, we don't know what the future will hold. I just know that I think Google is late to the party. I think more and more people are going to be using AI to search. And the reasons why I gave away that AI Advantages book is because I want people to understand that blogging is still important. You know, updating your website is still important. Creating pages that people can find is still important. And, you know, it'll get filtered through social, then it'll get filtered through the search engines, then
Right.
AI will pick it up. And so why not be searchable everywhere?
Exactly.
So yeah, a lot of that still is stuff that we taught back in 2012, 2013 still holds water.
Yeah. You know what, Rob? Sometime, like you know how we always learn, we have to test new things because you know the change in the market. And we'll have some businesses that might not like to change, even in the digital marketing niche as well. Right now I think, you know what, that's fine. That's fine. You know why? Because if they're gonna end up struggling, great, they're gonna come to us. Okay. We still have a
Hey,
business.
there's, and people ask me, well, Rob, why do you bring competitors onto your show? I said, well, they're not competitors. And they're like, what do you mean? I said, well, there's so much work to do in this world. I
Exactly.
can't do it all. I
Exactly.
need
That's what we
people
collaborate.
that understand that concept, and I can share work with them, or I can share thoughts or projects. To me, they're not competitors. They're just, they're resources that I can turn to, if I need help.
Exactly. And one of the cool things about our business is that we do work with other agencies. Because especially the traditional advertising agencies, you know, the one that are in charge of the TV ads and the, you know, the radio and the billboard, you know, the traditional one, sometimes they actually work with us. You know, we have a lot of you know, NDA type of agreement with other agencies because we take care of their customers. So that way, instead of competing, why not just win-win situation? We're all gonna win together, you know. There's nothing wrong with the competition, but sometimes, I mean, come on, I mean, like in San Antonio, we got more than, I don't know how many million, you know, people live here, right? We have so many businesses. I can just
Hey,
offer
there's nothing in
the
San Antonio except the
to
Alamo, and that's really
everybody.
small.
Yeah. Don't even walk,
The
right?
Riverwalk, yep. Been
And
there.
the Alamo.
The
That's it.
Riverwalk is huge. I love the Riverwalk. The
That's it.
Alamo, I'm like, is
Yeah, I was the same
it?
thing when I saw it for the first time, like, that's it? Anything else? You guys are like joking?
So
So that's the thing, you know.
where do people go to find you?
Well, you can Google my name, Yusuf Chowdhury. Okay. I'm mostly active. You know, that's another trick, right? You know that. Then I'm pretty much active on Facebook. I mean, I'm in all the social, but you can look me up on Facebook and connect with me there.
You have a website that you want people
Yes.
to go to?
I do have a company website. It needs some tweaking right now. It's called onlinebusinessowners.org. You know, it's nonprofit. It is a business, but at that time in 2010, I couldn't find the.com because somebody else had it and hold it for like a 3 grand. And back then, you know, there's no way for me to pay three
Oh, and the
grand.
thing is,
So it
there's no
stuck with
reason
me.
to spend that kind of money on a domain. You
Right.
just get it one for 20 bucks.
Yeah, that's it. So I got the .org, online business owners. That's my agency name. Yeah.
And there you go.
That's
Go
it.
contact him. Go find Yusuf everywhere. Go to his website. Learn about him. And if you're in San Antonio, hire him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Come and hang out with me because we do a lot of, you know, we hang out with businesses and we chill.
And if you hang out with him at the Alamo, that's it. There's no room for anybody else. It's small.
I'll be the bonus to make the Alamo, the value of the Alamo visitation going to go high because I'm going to be there.
There you go. So we'll see you guys on the next episode. Adios.
Everybody. Take care.